This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, a senior policy fellow of Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader. A new Detroit News and WDIV poll shows Republican candidate Donald Trump slipping and Democrat Hillary Clinton gaining in Michigan. She widens the lead by nearly 12 percentage points. This week, Governor Snyder called the presidential election a huge mess and says Trump's comments about women were, quote, revolting and disgusting. Susan, while Republicans such as Governor Snyder, who actually never endorsed Trump, are speaking out, other Republicans have been defending Trump's statements as merely locker room talk. How are voters, especially women, viewing this?
I haven't seen polling on Trump's Access Hollywood tape or on the accusers who have come forth who have said that Trump sexually assaulted them, but everything that I know about how women tend to respond to these things indicates to me that this is kryptonite. This is nothing that Trump needs with independent and undecided women. With religious women, and even with some steady Republican female voters.
Ken, are Republicans who are defending Trump going to pay a price? I mean, what's the determining factor for those who are backing him after these latest revelations?
What you see with that is Republicans just being between this rock and a hard place, because if they disavow Trump, they run the risk of alienating Trump supporters who are now making Trump support a kind of a litmus test. I think it's a very, very dicey situation for lots of Republicans, particularly in more independent or swing areas. If you're in, say, northern Michigan, which is kind of Trump territory, and probably some other pockets of the state, doesn't hurt you maybe to continue to support Trump. But for a lot of these Republicans, it's a no-win situation. You disavow Trump, you alienate his supporters, core Republican voters. If you embrace Trump, you alienate suburban independent voters, particularly women voters.
We've talked about this before, but there is growing concern that Trump's troubles are going to affect Republican candidates further down the ballot. We've seen Michigan Republican congressional candidates such as Fred Upton and Justin Amash distance themselves from their party's candidate. What about the rest, Susan?
What we're seeing is that with the three congressional seats that are considered competitive, the first up in northern Michigan, the seventh down in south central Michigan, and yes, even the eighth district, suburban Lansing, northern Oakland, and Livingston County, that Trump is starting to have an effect on these races. You're seeing a lot more ads with Mike Bishop in the eighth district. The first is looking pretty positive for Democrats, and even Tim Walberg in the seventh. All of these seats have entered the point where Republicans think they are in the danger zone. So for Republicans who have not distanced themselves from Trump, it may be too late.
Just to clarify, Walberg is the Republican, the Democrat in that race. The seventh is Gretchen Driscoll. Ken, we're talking about the eighth there, the race between incumbent Republican Mike Bishop and substitute Democratic nominee Susanna Shkreli is heating up. She's outspending Bishop in TV ads. Are Democrats rethinking this district and other congressional races in the wake of these Trump revelations?
It looks like they are. People like Mike Bishop, although it's traditionally a Republican congressional seat by the numbers, just can't be complacent anymore because of the toxicity of Donald Trump, particularly in places like Oakland County. I think Mike Bishop, that seat and what you see going on there kind of represents Republicans everywhere. You know, if you're a Republican on the ballot, I don't care where you are and what your margin has been in the past, you just cannot be complacent here in the last 3.5 weeks.
One of the points I noticed in this Detroit News poll is that the third-party candidates are ticking up just a little bit more each time. What do you make of that?
Well, I think from my standpoint, it's particularly on the Republican side, people that just, Republicans who just can't see themselves voting for Donald Trump, but also can't see themselves voting for Hillary Clinton, are just looking for a safe spot to land. And Gary Johnson, for them, represents that safe spot.
Susan, Jill Stein's also seeing some increased support on their, according to this poll.
Yeah, my guess is by the time November 8th rolls around that Gary Johnson will be running a little above where libertarians traditionally do. I think Jill Stein maybe a little bit above the Green Party, which has been very low. I don't think that they'll probably have any real impact on what happens in Michigan. There may be other states like New Mexico where you see Johnson, who is the governor there, really play a role, but I don't see that in Michigan.
Susan Demas is the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Lester.
Thank you.